It had better be done. I will not only break the instructor who slips, I will personally take him way out on the prairie and give him lumps, because I will not have another one of my boys strung up to that whipping post through sloppiness on the part of his teachers. Dismissed.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, Captain.
What's good about it? Charlie.
Yes, sir.
If you're not too busy this evening, why don't you bring your soft shoes and your pads over to Officer's Row and we'll go waltzing Matilda, say about 8 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
That's not an order, that's an invitation. If you really are slowing down, maybe I'll be able to kick your shoulder blades off.
Would the captain care to put a small bet on it?
Huh? With me sitting here at this desk getting swivel chair spread? I will not. Not unless you agree to fight with 1 foot in a bucket of cement. Seriously, Charlie, we've had a miserable day, and it's going to be worse before it gets better. If you and I work up a good sweat and swap a few lumps, maybe we'll be able to sleep tonight, despite all of Mother's little darlings.
I'll be there, Captain. Don't eat too much dinner. I need to work off a couple of matters myself.
I'm not going to dinner. I'm going to sit right here and sweat out this quarterly report, which the regimental commander is graciously pleased to see right after his dinner, and which somebody whose name I won't mention has put me 2 hours behind on. So, I may be a few minutes late for our waltz. Go away now, Charlie, and don't bother me. See you later. Sergeant Zim left so abruptly that I barely had time to lean over and tie my shoe and thereby be out of sight behind the file case as he passed through the outer office. Captain Frankel was already shouting,
"Orderly! Orderly! Orderly! Do I have to call you 3 times? What's your name? Put yourself down for an hour's extra duty. Full kit. Find the company commanders of E, F, and G. My compliments, and I'll be pleased to see them before parade. Then bounce over to my tent and fetch me a clean dress uniform. Cap, sidearms, shoes, ribbons, no medals. Lay it out for me here. Then make afternoon sick call. If you can scratch with that arm, as I've seen you doing, your shoulder can't be too sore. You've got 13 minutes until sick call. On the bounce, soldier." I made it by catching 2 of them in the senior instructor's shower. An orderly can go anywhere, and the third at his desk. The orders you get aren't impossible. They merely seem so because they nearly are. I was laying out Captain Frankel's uniform for parade as sick call sounded. Without looking up, he growled, "Belay that extra duty. Dismissed." So I got home just in time to catch extra duty for uniform untidy in 2 particulars, and see the sickening end of Ted Hendricks's time in the MI.